Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Mammoth getting some points on the board with a 39-yard field goal out of kicker Eric Spillane. Spillane back for another season. The junior from Howell, New Jersey, went to Colts Neck High School. 11 plays, 53 yards, took up 4 minutes and 28 seconds. And Spillane getting his first points via the field goal. One of the better kickers, certainly, in the Northeast Conference. As Mammoth has cut the deficit to 11, Lehigh 21, and Mammoth 10. Again, next week, Hawks return home. They will take on CAA Pro Rhode Island. Now, the University of Rhode Island just saw something come across the Twitter board. They were expected to join the NEC as a football-only member starting next season. That has now changed, as with the additions of Albany and Stony Brook, the CAA asked Rhode Island to reconsider, which they have, and the Rams will stay in the Colonial Athletic Association. So I would imagine the NEC will continue to look for someone to fill that other spot with Albany leaving and now URI not coming. One less game, two less games, really, than most teams were anticipating. There's Lucas Santangelo on to kick off. Keith Sherman and Derek Knott are back deep, awaiting the kick from Santangelo, who will boom this one from our right to our left. Santangelo with a high end-over-end kick inside the 10-yard line. Knott fields it, comes to the 20, to the 25, stays on his feet, and then is tackled at the 29-yard line by Cooper. And it sets up a first down and 10 for Lehigh and what will be their first possession here of the second half. Mountain Hawks with 21 points in that first half. See what the Mammoth defense can do to slow that trend down, as that is where this game for Mammoth can turn around. Can the defense keep that high-powered offense of Lehigh off the scoreboard or minimal points here in this second half? Here's Colvin. Man in motion. Tight end Anderson. Colvin will keep it. Come to his right. Run into Hildebrand at the line of scrimmage. Reggie makes the tackle after a yard pickup. Bring up a second and 9. Difficult offseason for Reggie Hildebrand Jr. Lost his dad in a car accident. Gotta feel good that he is on the field. Had a good camp. Was able to work through those issues. Obviously, family comes first. And Reggie, among the Mammoth players, such a good young man, elected as a captain for this 2012 season. Spadola in motion. It is a reverse. Mammoth has a defense, but Spadola breaks the first tackle. Hildebrand comes up and makes the stop of the 36-yard line. Credit Spadola, as that could have gone for about a 5-yard loss. The Pat O'Hara could not make the tackle. Sets up a 3rd down and 3 from the Mammoth 36-yard line. Another key 3rd down situation here for MU. Five-man front with Louch locked up for the outside linebacker spot. Colvin wants to throw, in trouble, finds a man, but cannot connect with Max Anderson. And the defense holds for Mammoth, and on will come the punt team for Lehigh. Colvin looks like he slipped coming out of the huddle, or coming out of the line of scrimmage in the snap, and never really got his balance back. Tim Divers, the junior punter, gets the snap, and you don't see this too often. He'll run a couple of steps off to his right and then kick it in that direction. High, booming kick from Divers. Pollard calls for a fair catch and makes it at the 16-yard line, where Mammoth will have it 1st down and 10. 8:54 to play in the third quarter. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 10, along with Eddie Occupinti and Lauren Vachica back in the studios of the Shore Sports Network. Matt Horman, your voice for Monmouth football this season. It's a big possession right now for Monmouth. Certainly, if they could get seven up on the board, the game takes a dramatic change. Chances are going to come. It's whether or not you can capitalize. Here's the give to Asante, trying to pick a spot, bounces off, stays on his feet, gets to the 25, has a first down, runs out of bounds at the 30-yard line, and they will spot Asante out at the 32. KB has been okay so far today, playing like a man on a mission. You know, we mentioned Pete Nagy not able to play. Between Nagy, Asante, and Hayes, three pretty good backs. And right now, Asante asserting himself as a force to be reckoned with. Frazier, with time on first and 10, flush in the pocket, comes left, now in big trouble, will throw it away. Lehigh looking for an intentional grounding call, which they're not going to get. Roberts was close enough. And it will go as just an incompletion and set up a second and 10. Sterling and Roberts, slot receiver combination off to the left side. Tight end back to the right. Two backs in the backfield for Frazier. 8:18 to go in the third quarter. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 10. Here's the pitch to Asante. Again, he will slip through the first set of tacklers and run his way forward, pick up about seven, and lead Monmouth here with a third down and one. Asante has been sharp. We'll get a breather on this play. Hayes coming back in. Third and one. Pandorf in at the fullback spot. Two tight ends. Hayes gets the carry. Taking a spot. He's got the first down and more. Out to the Monmouth 48-yard line, a gain of seven. The drive continues, and the offense will stay on. The Monmouth offense certainly coming alive right now. Four wide receivers into the game. Richards comes in as the fourth man. He and Sumlin in the slot. Roberts and Sterling as the wide men. Here's the wide receiver screen thrown to the right for Lamar Davenport, who had checked into the game. And Davenport will work his way forward, get down inside of Lehigh territory to the Mountain Hawk 43. Gain of eight sets up a second and two. Right back to the line of scrimmage. It's Hayes. Going to try the right side, and it looks like he'll have enough for the first down. Tyler Verga was in there at the fullback spot. Referee says first down, close enough for him to take a peek at it. And another good drive here for Monmouth. 6:46 and rolling in the third quarter. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 10. Asante back in. I formation set up to the left of Frazier. Frazier gets the snap, looks off to his right, wants Sterling. Good coverage by Gabe Johnson, who deflected it away at the last second. Goes as an incompletion and sets up second and 10. Monmouth right now at least seems to have a bit more attacking mentality. Davenport and Sterling, the two wide receivers into the game. McLafferty, tight end to the left. Here's the give to Asante. Runs off the left side, gets down to the 36-yard line. A gain of four will bring up third down and six. New package coming in. Sumlin and McLafferty will be part of this rotation. Roberts and Sterling in the game as well. Ball right from the middle of the field. Big third down and six. The crowd here from Lehigh urging on their defense. Frazier with two to the right, one back to the left. Shovel pass is intercepted and then fumbled. And they will call it as an incompletion, I believe, and say that number 41, Billy Boyko, never had they'll say that Boyko never really had it. When Mamet just dodged a bullet right there. To me, it looked like Boyko had it, started to run, and then Frazier tackled him, and the ball popped back out. Instead, it sets up a 4th and 6, and Mamet will go for it. Credit Boyko as he completely read that shovel pass coming. Referee trying to reset the play clock. With 5:40 to go in the third quarter, Lehigh 21, Mammoth 10. McLafferty tight end left, Sterling wide man right, Sumlin and Roberts to the near side. Frazier, big fourth down, throws, wants Sterling. Now one overthrown. Johnson had the coverage again, and credit Gabe Johnson, who has played well against Sterling, and on fourth down, the ball turned over. 5:35 to go, and what was a good drive for Mammoth. Turns out to be no points, and Lehigh gets the football back. First down and 10 now for the Mountain Hawks from their own 36-yard line. 5:35 to go in the third quarter, 21-10. Two backs in the backfield. As Colvin wanting to throw. Going over the middle. This one is intercepted. Picked off by Pollard at the Mammoth 41. Pressure applied by Sullivan up front. And Pollard getting the pick. Mitchell getting into the act here in his first game as a defensive back. And Mammoth with an opportunity to go back on the offense. How about that for a quick change? That's the third turnover of the day for Lehigh. Mammoth has been very opportunistic. Big part of that series. Don't forget about the change call where Mammoth seemingly looked like it was a interception by Billy Boyko, ruled as an incompletion. Frazier going to go back to work. First and 10 from the Hawk 41-yard line. Hayes stretching it out to the left. Tackle after a 2-yard pickup to the 43-yard line. That stop made by number 17, Courtney Jarvis. Backup corner getting some play here. You know, this has the first game. I've seen a lot of the 2-deep actually playing for both sides, especially on the defensive side. Teams seemingly work more players in. 2nd and 8. Frazier with time. Pumps once to his left. Now rolls right. Looking. Wants Sterling, who cannot make the catch. And a flag will come out. It's going to be pass interference on Johnson. Looked like Gabe Johnson, who has played so well against Sterling today, got the right arm hooked around Sterling's waist and pulled him down. Flag was thrown at the Lehigh 28-yard line. Automatic first down for Mammoth. We haven't heard a ton from Sterling today, but you can see there how he can change the complexion of things. Great job by Kyle Frazier, just staying alive. With the penalty, ball moved into Lehigh territory at the Mountain Hawk 42-yard line. First down and 10 for MU. 3 wide receivers set, Davenport and Sumlin to the right, Roberts back to the left. Frazier checking things over, throwing down the seams. Got a man, that's going to be pass interference again. Absolutely the right call. The crowd here doesn't like it, and you wouldn't expect that they will. You don't see back-to-back pass interference calls very often. But Sumlin was knocked down as he was just about set to go up and try to catch the football by Courtney Jarvis. That is drawing some boos here at Goodman Stadium, as you would think that it would, but that was certainly the right call. 4:42 to go in the third quarter. Lehigh 21, Mammoth 10. Ball set up here at the Mountain Hawk 27-yard line. Reverse for Sumlin. coming in the near side. Frazier with a lead block. Ball will be run down to the 20-yard line. 7-yard pickup. It'll bring up a 2nd and 3. A little razzle-dazzle that time for the Monmouth offense. Ricky Hill, the strong safety for Lehigh, being worked on right now on the sideline. 2nd and 3 for Frazier from the left hash mark. They give us to Hayes up the middle, trying to bounce his way down to a 1st down. He'll be close. Spotted inside the 18-yard line, which is right at the yard marker. Referee will come over and look at it and say 3rd down. Just shy, about a 1/2 yard. 3rd down and about a 1/2 yard here for Monmouth. Play clock is down to 9 as Frazier looks things over. Sterling up top right. Someone, I check it, Davenport to the left. Hayes will get it, just looking for the 1st down. He'll have it just inside the 16-yard line. Gets about 2, which is more than plenty for the change to move, the offense to stay on. It's a long drive for Monmouth that came after that interception from Mitchell Pollard. He scores the pass along to you in just a second from around the country. Penn State, of course, playing their 1st game, but it was a surprise going on at Happy Valley right now. 1st and 10 from the Mountain Hawk 16-yard line, let's say. Frazier. Flares one outside. Sterling makes the catch at the 10. Breaks a tackle to 5. Can he get in? He did. Touchdown. Monmouth. Neil Sterling from 16 yards out, showing why he will be a force to be reckoned with. With 2:35 remaining in the 3rd quarter, MU striking again, cutting the lead to 21-16. Sterling caught that ball at the 10-yard line, broke one tackle, bounced off another at the 5, and had an easy time of getting in. Here's Spillane for the extra point. 2 minutes, 35 seconds remaining out of the hold of Peterson. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. We've got ourselves the ball game, 21-17. As Monmouth has scored all 10 points here in the 3rd quarter to get within 4. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 17, the season opener here in 2012. We step out for 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
5 plays, 59 yards, 2 minutes, 54 seconds. They rule it as a 15-yard touchdown pass from Frazier to Sterling. Lucas Santangelo on to kick off. Knott and Sherman back deep. Short kick, end over end, at the 16-yard line. It's fielded by Sherman. Comes across the field to the 20, gets to the 25, upended at the 26 by Mitchell Pollard. And now it's going to be left to the defense again here for Monmouth. Got to go back and think just how important that 7 points that Lehigh got right before half may turn out to be. Monmouth was ruled offside on that kickoff. Lehigh with the option to have Monmouth kick it over, which they will not. They will be content to start the drive. On the scoreboard right now, let's go to the NEC, where Sacred Heart leads Morgan State by a score of 14-10. We mentioned Wagner played last night down in Boca in Florida, lost to Florida Atlantic 7-3. Marist and Bryant getting set to kick off. Colgate is at Albany. James Madison welcoming in St. Francis, Pennsylvania. Duquesne will play at ODU. Stony Brook against Central Connecticut State. And Robert Morris with a trip out to North Dakota State. We mentioned Penn State, of course, much talked about with the Nittany Lions in between last season and this season. They are trailing right now at Beaver Stadium 17-14. That to Ohio University. Let me also correct myself. I thought originally the referee had said penalty declined. Lehigh will actually make Monmouth kick it off again. So Santangelo now from the 30-yard line. Got to put a bit of a charge into this one. Sherman and Knott, the two back deep. That's a better effort. Driving kick. And unfortunately, it will go out of bounds. Much better in terms of distance, but off the mark accuracy-wise. There's another option that they could make Monmouth kick the ball a third time. Take it where it went out of bounds, which they won't. That was at the two-yard line. Or they could march it out to the 40, which looks like will be the decision made by Andy Cohen. Cohen in his seventh year, 41-29 in those seasons, two-time defending champs in the Patriot League. First and 10 now for Colvin and the Lehigh offense. Here's Barkett bouncing off of one tackle, going to get dropped in the backfield. Great pressure. Cooper was there first. Rouch in on the stop. Masick in on the stop. Sutton in on the stop. Everyone seemingly in on the stop. Four-yard loss, and all of a sudden this defense, a bit maligned in the first half, has started to come alive. First time we've called Burkett's name in seemingly forever. We're inside of 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 17. Three wide receiver set for Colvin. Paris split out wide to the left. Spadola, wide man to the right. Colvin looking down the seam. This one caught by Paris. It's a great catch. Sometimes you've got to just tip your cap. Pollard had pretty good coverage. Maybe he mistimed his jump to deflect the ball away just a hair. And this one down deep inside of Monmouth territory to the hot 28-yard line. 32-yard completion. Good throw by Colvin. Got to remember, Pollard starting his first game at corner. Elijah Phillips missing this one, expected back next week. Some confusion by Lehigh offensively in that time. They will use a timeout. We will take one as well. 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Lehigh leads by four, 21-17. We step out for 60 seconds. Back with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Lehigh with a first down and 10 from the Hawk 28-yard line. Going to give this one to Barkett off the left side, and he'll pick up about two, set up a second and 8. Mountain Hawks going right back to the line of scrimmage. They'll send Paris in motion from right to left. Colvin wanting to throw, in trouble, flips it out in the flat. Pressure applied that time by O'Hara. And an incompletion brings up a third and 8. A lot of players rotating through in the mix right now for MU, especially in that defensive line. Masick and Upham right now play the ends. Lorfring and Harris as the two inside players. Third and 8. Colvin backs away, checks over to the sideline. 29 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 17. Quarterback draw. Colvin won't get the first down. Tripped up by Harris at the 25, falling forward to the 23. Tim Divers will come on and attempt a field goal. Fourth down and 5. Brandon Bielakowski, the backup quarterback, will hold. This one from the left hash mark as the quarter comes to a close and teams will trade ends and go down and try the field goal the other side. We will step out and take a 60-second timeout. We've got 15 minutes of action left. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 17. The Mountain Hawks will try a 40-yard field goal after this quick 1-minute pause. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we welcome you back to Goodman Stadium here at Lehigh University. Seating capacity around 10,000, far short of that here today. Lehigh expected to win the Patriot League again, according to the preseason poll, picked number one among the teams in the Patriot League, back-to-back champions in 10 and 11, right now in a dogfight with Monmouth. Hawks have scored 10 points here in the second half. They trail at 21-17 as we get set for the start of quarter number four, and we'll open up with what will appear to be a 40-yard field goal attempt for Lehigh. This one will come from the left hash mark for Jake Peary. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. This one drifting off to the right and no good. So once again, the Monmouth defense has held. And the Hawks, believe it or not, after going down 21-7, now with an opportunity, if they can put together another touchdown drive, to take the lead. Stats running through the third quarter. Monmouth has run more total plays offensively than Lehigh. 57 for 240 total. Lehigh 51 for 290. That was a much bigger disparity at halftime. KB Asante has been the story. 9 carries, 88 yards. He's got an average of just about 10 yards per carry. Frazier, 13 of 26. Here is the give. This time to Julian Hayes. Stiffer defense from Lehigh as that tackle made by Billy Boyko, number 41, the inside linebacker. No gain on the play, brings up a second and 10. Lehigh works out of the 3-4 set. Talked about Ricky Hill, the strong safety, was being worked on in that third quarter. He is back on the field right now. Frazier checks things over on second and 10. Quick little pop throw over the middle for the tight end, Mike McLafferty, who will make the catch, spotted up at the 27-yard line. That's a gain of about 4, sets up a 3rd and 6. Boy, third down's just so important. Monmouth 5 of 14 so far today. The offense is clicking. Things are moving along. When you come up on third down, this is where games certainly won and lost. Can you keep the offense on the field? 3 wide receiver set. Frazier looks off to his left, throws, and skips one in the dirt to Roberts. And Monmouth with a 3-and-out. They will have to bring on Ryan Moore to punt it away. Missed opportunity number 1, perhaps, for MU in that sequence. And it will be back in the hands of the defense after this punt coming up by Moore. We should also mention, after Mike Drake did such a good job last year, long snapping for Monmouth, those tours have now been inherited to the redshirt freshman Evan Ruane, local product from Shore Regional High School. Moore steps into this one, gets off a nice spiraling kick, angled to his left. It will take a bounce and roll down at the 21-yard line where it is down by Monmouth. Good punt that time by Moore, perhaps his best of the day. And Lehigh will have it 1st and 10 from their own 21-yard line. 13 minutes and 30 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Mountain Hawks lead MU 21-17. So Eddie spoke about it at halftime. Be sure to join Hawk Vision tomorrow at GoMUHawks.com. Men's soccer returning home, trying to extend their winning streak to 4 to open the season, as they will entertain Hofstra. 7 o'clock kickoff. You can watch it at GoMUHawks.com. Colvin on a 1st and 10. Rolling off to his right. Doesn't have anything. And will run out of bounds at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Demetrius Smith giving chase. Brings up a 2nd and 10. Mountain Hawk offense, which looked so sharp in the first half, has been extremely quiet. And that includes Ryan Spadola, who had 8 catches at the break. He's got 8 catches right now. Spadola split out wide this time to the left. Pollard matches up with him. Colvin looked left, now comes right, again scrambling, and again will run out of bounds near the line of scrimmage. Lehigh not clicking right now offensively. 12:55 to go, and you've got to give a lot of credit to the defensive pressure that all of a sudden the front four from Monmouth has been able to muster up a bit. We talked about third down last time offensively for MU, just as important defensively to try to get off the field. Nickel package into the game for the Hawks with Clark Coe. Andrew Sutton, the safety, walking up, showing blitz, now walking back off. Third and 10. High snap. Colvin has it. Pressure coming. Goes down the seam and overthrows Spadola. And a three and out for Lehigh. And seemingly Monmouth should get pretty good field position out of this one. Teams trading three and outs. What you want to see is Monmouth get that go-ahead touchdown to put some pressure on Lehigh, make them play from behind and see how they do. Short kick by Divers. Won't even make midfield. The 21-yard line was the spot for the line of scrimmage. And Monmouth will take over at the Mountain Hawk 47. So a 26-yard net. Talk about a great opportunity here. It's a must drive for Monmouth. And I don't think you want three. You want seven. Again, get in front. TV timeout has been taken on the field. We'll step out real quick as well. Make it a 30-second break. 12:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 17. We're back right after this with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
This is the Shore Sports Network, WOBM Lakewood Township, WADB Asbury Park. Listen online at WOBMAM.com. Good time oldies, WOBMAM, 1160 and 1310.
Dogfight game going on right now. Season opener for the Hawks of Monmouth in their 20th year of football. 21-17, Lehigh leads this one from Goodman Stadium in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Matt Harmon on the Shore Sports Network. Great job today out of Warren. Back in the studios, Eddie Acapitti will rejoin us in the post game. Monmouth here with a first down and 10 from the Lehigh 47-yard line. Hawks have scored all 10 points here in the second half. Frazier with Sterling and Sumlin to his right, Roberts to his left. Wants Roberts, 5-yard out pattern is caught and completed at the 44, 3-yard pickup as Roberts had to break back to catch it. Sets up a second and 7. Clock moving with the field position here. This is one of these drives for Monmouth you've got to capitalize on. Handorf and Asante, both in the backfield with an eye set up to the left of Frazier, who's in the shotgun. It'll be Asante. Slipping tackle to the line of scrimmage, able to spin forward, turn something into nothing. 2-yard pickup to the 42-yard line. Bring up a second and 5. We're inside of 12 minutes remaining here. Oh, by the way, third down and a big one. Third and 5 from the Lehigh 42. Sterling, split right. Roberts, split left. George, tight end to the right. Shovel pass. It's Pandorf, the H-back, to get it. He'll take it and be stopped shy of the 40-yard line. Set up a fourth down and about 3. Usually that play goes to the tight end. This time it was Pandorf to get a crack at it. Fourth and 4. Haven't seen the punt team come on, and it appears Monmouth will go for it. Fourth, let's call it a long 3. McLafferty is a stand-up tight end in the slot to the right, along with Sterling that way. Roberts back to the left. Frazier calmly throws, looks over the seam. McLafferty makes the catch. It's a first down for Monmouth. McLafferty, great size for a tight end, can play that slot position at 6'6", makes the catch and keeps the drive alive for MU. 10 minutes, 35 seconds, and the clock moving. Monmouth has it first and 10 from the Lehigh 27-yard line. Trailing by 4, 21-17. Asante, single back to the right. two receivers, bottom of the formation. Frazier wants the end zone, looks for Sterling, and overthrew him. Took a crack at the end zone, incomplete, sets up a second and 10. A couple of scores from out of the area. Top 25, Georgia leading Buffalo 38-16, West Virginia on top of Marshall 69-20, Ohio State 42, Miami of Ohio 10, Ohio continuing to lead Penn State 17-14, Notre Dame beat Navy earlier in the day 50-10. On second and 10, it's Frazier, zone read, bounces it to the outside, stays on his feet, he'll lower the shoulder and get down close to the 20-yard line on a gain of about 7. We'll leave Monmouth with a third down and about 2. That is something that Frazier can do. He can run the football. Ran for over 200 yards a season ago. No small guy. 6'3", 225. Big third down set up here. Asante will be the single back. We're inside of 10 minutes to go. From the home of the Mountain Hawks, Lehigh University. Split wide receiver set. Frazier wanting to throw again. We'll throw the fade pattern. Looks for Davenport. That one's swatted away. Good defense from Johnson. It'll bring up a fourth down. This well within the range for Spillane from the 19-yard line. 29 plus about 7 would be a 36-yarder, but the Hawks will keep the offense on. They want the 7. Hayes comes back into the game. Hayes will get it. Running off the left side, and he will have the first down. Tripped up at the 16-yard line. It's enough to get Monmouth a fresh set of downs with 9:34 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's amazing how this game has changed. George tight end right. Sterling wide man right. Roberts up top to the left. Frazier going to give it to Hayes this time in trouble. Dropped at the 20-yard line. Lehigh led that time by Sam Lockery. Read it perfectly. Will go as a 4-yard loss and set up a second and 14. Ball set from the left hash mark. Sterling the wide man to the near sideline. He's got a ton of space to work with. Matched up with Brian Andrews. Quick play pass to the outside. Roberts catches it. He'll spin his way down inside the 10, get close to a first down. Tripped up at the 8-yard line, will be about a yard shy of a first down. Gain of 13. Looks to be third and 1 from the Lehigh 8-yard line. Defense for the Mountain Hawks has been on the field a ton here in the second half, and they seem to be wearing down just a bit. Third down, let's call it a long one. To the left of Frazier, two backs. Hayes the deepest. Lehigh showing blitz. It'll be Hayes up the middle, dancing his way forward. Doesn't look like he's going to have enough for a first down. Second effort will get him a bit closer, but it will be fourth down and almost a full yard. Monmouth has gone for it on fourth down a couple of times in this drive, and it looks like they will go for it on fourth down here again. Fourth and 1. Check this one off as, right now at least, the most important play of the game. Fourth and 1. Will Frazier come up under center? We haven't seen that yet today. Sterling, single receiver to the right. Pandorf and Hayes to the left of Frazier, who will get the snap. Hayes gets the carry. Up the middle, stop. This is going to depend on the spot of the football. Lehigh comes out of the pile with the ball. I don't think Hayes fumbled it. He did. Oh, my. Ball must have popped out at the last second, and Hayes coughs it up. Thought that was one of those that at the bottom of the pile, the ball had exchanged after it was already ruled down. Hayes with a costly turnover for Monmouth, who will put the defense back on the field, and Lehigh having the football at their own 7-yard line. 7:12 to go. 21-17. Colvin, for the first time today, up under center. We'll give it to Barkett. Stretch play to the right side. Flag is down. It's going to be a hold. Barkett run out of bounds by Anthony Rodriguez, number 93. Jeremy Rodriguez, excuse me, the fifth-year senior from Pennsylvania. Let's check the flag. Only a half-yard gain. See if Monmouth takes half the distance penalty or elect for the down. Time up on the clock, 7:07. Hawks will take the penalty, move it back inside the 5 to the 4-yard line, where it will be first down and about 14. Colvin goes back to the shotgun, splits his receivers, tight end either side. Quarterback draw up the middle. Colvin broke a tackle in the backfield. Gets back to the 9-yard line for a gain of 5. We'll set up a 2nd and 9 for Lehigh. 6:35 now remaining on the clock. The Monmouth defense has answered the call here in the second half. They fix the shutout. Need one more big stop on this drive. 2nd down and 9 yards. Colvin has Keith Sherman in the game as the single back. Split wide set. Spadola. Counterplay. Back to the right side. It's Sherman with some room coming forward. And it looks like he's going to have enough for a Mountain Hawk first down out to the 18-yard line. Hildebrandt on the tackle, but it does give Lehigh a fresh set of downs to work with. Inside of 6 minutes remaining, Monmouth offense has seemingly moved the ball at will, but they need to get it back. Flare pass to the outside. Derek, not the intended receiver. Colvin overthrew him. Goes as an incompletion, sets up a 2nd and 10. And as good as Colvin was in the first half, he has been equally as inconsistent here in the second. And you got to wonder if maybe the tightness and the pressure of the game all of a sudden getting to a man who doesn't have a whole lot of experience. He is a senior. But again, when you play behind somebody like Chris Lum, you don't see the field a whole lot. Clock stopped, 5:37 to go in the fourth quarter. 21-17 Lehigh. Man in motion, the tight end Anderson. High snap, Colvin gets it. Pumps once, Spadola down the field. This one up in the air, Spadola just to it and makes the catch against Pollard. That's why he's an All-American. Wasn't a great throw, but Spadola, so good at adjusting, comes back to get it. And it is a first down for Lehigh at the Monmouth 43-yard line. But all this time splitting to the left. In the slot, Josh Harris. Two receivers up top, Derek Gall one, Lee Kerfus the other. Draw play for Barkett. Stopped at the 40-yard line by Cooper and Sullivan. 3-yard pickup brings up a 2nd and 7. Monmouth had it 4th and 1. At the Lehigh 7-yard line, a fumble by Hayes gave the ball back to the Mountain Hawks. And now it is Lehigh on the attack, trying to put this game away, leading 21-17. Tight end either side for Colvin. Play clock down to 5. Gets the snap. Wants to throw. Under pressure. Goes down the field. Has Spadola open. Can't make a one-handed catch. And it goes as an incompletion. Sullivan and Masick applying the pressure that time around. Hildebrandt had the coverage. Spadola was open. Colvin just put a little too much on that. Sets up a 3rd down and 7. Stop here for Monmouth. I think leaves Lehigh with a pretty interesting scenario. Is it 4-down territory? Do you try to get the 4th down? Do you go for it on 4th down? Look for the 1st down and ice the clock away a little bit more. You could pooch a punt and pin Monmouth fairly deep back in their own end. We'll see how this 3rd down play goes. Colvin spreads the field. Catch is made. It's going to be close to a 1st down. Lehigh got a pretty favorable spot. Paris with the catch. referee, I believe, will bring the chains on to measure. Regardless, I think now all of a sudden this becomes four-down territory for Lehigh, because if they don't have the first down, they're probably about a half yard away from having it. 4:04 to go in the fourth quarter. Lehigh 21, Mama 17. It's going to be just shy. That fourth and seven, had that completion not been made, I would think Lehigh probably would have punted and tried to pin Monmouth deep. Now at the 33-yard line and a fourth and half yard, I think the decision to go for it, the right one. Monmouth defense needs to make a play. A stop here gives the Hawks back the ball with plenty of time left to go. Saw Zach Hayden come back into the game, the fullback for Lehigh. Barkett into the game as well. Coleman will come up under center. Straight eye formation with two receivers to the left. Movement from Lehigh. There was movement from Monmouth as well, but it was the left tackle, Ned DeRouche, who moved for the Mountain Hawks. That will back up Lehigh and set up a fourth and five. And now the decision to punt comes back into play, and I see Tim Divers, the punter, coming on. That's a huge turn of events. Divers, remember, that rugby-style kicker, likes to run off to his right. Pollard standing at the 10-yard line. This is going to give Monmouth the ball back with a mountain of time left. No pun intended, playing the Mountain Hawks. Divers this time doesn't rugby-style it. Pollard will call for the fair catch and make it at the 15-yard line, where Monmouth has it first and 10. So this is it. You want a chance to win the game with your fifth-year senior quarterback, who has played very well, as has the offense here in this second half. Well, now you've got it. Trailing 21-17, 3:28 to go. Monmouth 85 yards away from the go-ahead touchdown. Full complement of timeouts. Frazier going to put Roberts off to his left, Sumlin and Davenport to the right. George tight end right, Sumlin in motion. Flipped in the flat, George couldn't hang on to it. Coverage by Lockery sets up an incompletion, second and 10, 3:24 to go in the fourth quarter. This has been certainly a tale of two halves game. Lehigh won the first half. Monmouth has dominated more or less here in the second. Three wide receivers into the game for MU. Here's the give to Asante off the right side. He'll get about three to the 18-yard line and set up a big third and seven coming up right now for the Monmouth offense. 3 minutes remaining. Davenport will go to the short side. The offensive right, up top, Sumlin in the slot. Roberts split out wide left. Frazier, with pressure coming, throws over the middle. Has George, who makes the catch. Can he get to the first down? He cannot. Tripped up at the 24, needed to get to the 25. Nigel Muhammad on the tackle. Monmouth here on fourth down and one. Looks like they are going to keep the offense on and go for it. Even with three timeouts, as they try to draw Lehigh offside. Bunch package in the trip set to the right. Frazier gets the snap. Looks in trouble. Runs forward. I think he got the first down. To the 25-yard line. This is going to be another spot of the football. Frazier took off, dove forward. He needs to get to the 25. Doesn't seem to be a great spot. They will bring on the chains. This is going to be very close. Very close. If he got it, it's by the nose of the football. Credit Frazier keeping the play alive. And it is an MU first down. 2:07 to go. I thought originally the spot was not very good. I still don't think the spot was very good. Nonetheless, the Hawks getting a new set of downs to work with. Gutsy call from the head coach of Monmouth, Kevin Callahan, going for it with three timeouts remaining on a fourth down and one. Frazier back to work. 2 minutes remaining. Flips it to the outside. Roberts slips a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Comes forward to the 30-yard line. A gain of five to set up a second and five. Still so much time remaining in this game. And three timeouts. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 17. Frazier, three wide into the game again. Looks down the field again under pressure. He's going to tuck it and run. He'll have the first down and more. Gets to the 40-yard line, stiff arms the man to the 45, lowers the shoulder, and gets to the 48-yard line. 18-yard pickup from Frazier on that play. New set of downs to work with. Clock stopped while the chains move. 1:24 to go. And now the clock moves. Frazier looks to the sideline. Sterling comes back into the game. Receiver to the right. McLafferty tight end right. Up top to the left. Sumlin slot. Roberts the wide man. Frazier. Conley gets the snap. Thrust again from the pocket. Has plenty of room in front of him. Going to tuck it, run, get to the sideline, get into Lehigh territory, run out of bounds at the 45-yard line. That is a gain of seven to set up a second and three with exactly 60 seconds to go. Amazingly, Frazier, his legs have kept Monmouth alive in this drive. 18-yard run, then a 7-yard run, now second and three. Lehigh with five defensive backs into the game. Frazier looking to the sideline. Catch is made by McLafferty. That will be a first down at the Lehigh 35-yard line. 10-yard pickup. Clock has stopped. Now we'll start. Chains are set. The play clock, I should say, not the game clock, because that one was out of bounds on that reception. Frazier with plenty of time to work with here, looking to the sideline. And now 15 seconds on the play clock. 56 seconds remaining on the game clock. First and 10 from the Lehigh 35-yard line. Frazier looking over the middle. This one is deflected and intercepted. Picked off by number 42, John Mahoney. Monmouth tried a crossing route over the middle. The ball was deflected up in the air by George. Mahoney comes down with it, and Lehigh can ice this game away with a couple of snaps of the football, and that will do it. This is going to be disappointment. Turnovers really costing Monmouth here in the fourth quarter. The fumble by Hayes, and that deflected pass goes as an interception. Colvin under center. We'll give it to Barkett. Stopped at the 45-yard line. Monmouth will use one of their three remaining timeouts. With that, we'll step out as well. We'll make this a 60-second break. 43 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 17. You're listening to Hawks Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
43 seconds remaining here from Goodman Stadium. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 17. It's going to be a disappointing loss for MU, barring a turnover coming unexpectedly from Lehigh. Hawks certainly played well enough to win this game. Colvin upended as he tries a quarterback keep on the right side. Harris on the tackle. Will go as a 4-yard loss. Monmouth using their second timeout. They'll have one left on 3rd and 11 coming up. Monmouth could force Lehigh into a punt with a stop here. And then at least a chance for a return and or a Hail Mary. Costly turnovers for MU. The story in this fourth quarter is seemingly the game was in their grasp to finally go up one deep inside of Lehigh territory, the other on that last drive of deflected interception. Lehigh football from their own 42-yard line, third down, a long 10. Nobody up over the top for Monmouth. safety-wise, Lee, I believe, will call a timeout and talk things over. Let's step out real quick as well. We'll come back for a big third down play, 39 seconds remaining. Lehigh 21, Monmouth 17. We're back right after this 30-second break. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Third down and a long 10 as we come back from the timeout. Lehigh setting things up. Colvin has it. He's going to run off to his left. Break a tackle at the 45. Slide forward to the 50. Be about a yard shy of a first down. With a Lehigh player slow to get up, Monmouth will use their last timeout with 31 seconds remaining. Lehigh will bring on the punt team. Monmouth with no more timeouts. Have to think that Monmouth will send on whatever they can in terms of a punt block scenario, put Pollard back by himself, and look for a miracle. 21-17 is our score. Home opener for Monmouth next week against Rhode Island at 1 o'clock from Kessler Field. Lehigh next week playing fellow Northeast Conference team Central Connecticut State. That's a game from up in Connecticut at 12 o'clock. A couple of other games going on right now in the NEC. Tight one as well with Sacred Heart and Morgan State tied at 24. That is late in the fourth quarter. And Marist with a 7-0 and lead on Bryant. Here's Divers on for the punt. 10 men up on the line of scrimmage for Monmouth. Everybody coming. Divers gets it away. Bounces at the 25-yard line. Pollard will let it roll inside the 10. And it will be downed with 20 seconds remaining. Can't really blame Pollard on that one. With nobody to block for him in front, he couldn't do much with it. Stick around in the post game. We will wrap things up with scores and stats and a quick look ahead to next week's game against Rhode Island. Eddie Iacopinti will come back in and put a capper on this one. Rhode Island not playing this week, so their season opener will be next week against Monmouth. Hawks with 20 seconds to play, trailing 21-17. Four wide receivers into the game. Screen set up for Asante at the 10, gets to the 15, out to the 17-yard line. 10 seconds remaining. Frazier trying to get up to the line of scrimmage, needs to spike it and then maybe run one more play. He will, with 2 seconds remaining. Well, time now for what? The old hook and ladder? Some kind of trick something if you've got it? Pull out all the stops and try to keep things moving as long as you possibly can. Last play, barring a penalty. Frazier has it. Looks, Roberts, does the hook and ladder. Someone has it. He will throw it back across the field. Roberts gets it at the 30-yard line. Continuing to look, will throw it backwards for Asante. This has become a bit of a circus. There is a flag down. Lehigh picks up the football and goes into the end zone for a touchdown, but let's check the flag before we do anything. I mean, the points there mean absolutely nothing. Asante was the last man for Monmouth to kind of have a crack at it. He just threw it up, hoping that somebody could keep it alive. Monmouth will be called for an illegal formation. Penalty is declined. Lehigh scores. And the final score will be 27-17. Strange way for the game to end, with 6 points basically coming at the end of the game that don't mean anything. The Mountain Hawks come away with a hard-fought season-opening win. en route to what they hope is another good season as defending Patriot League champs. Monmouth with a lot of positives to take out of this game, but disappointment because the game was certainly there for the Hawks to win. Lehigh, a final score of 27-17. They take it over MU. Let's step out and take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with scores and stats. Scores from around the country, stats from this one. Monmouth opens up their season at 0-1. Eddie Ocafiti back to recap this one and take you around the top 25 and the NAC right after this two-minute break. Lehigh, 27. Monmouth, 17. Matt Harmon saying so long from Lehigh University. We're back in 2 minutes with this Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network.